and welcome to another episode of Mr. Jeffrion's World History Podcast. This is episode 28, and we will be discussing revolutions in the Atlantic world in the late 18th and early 19th century. If you have any questions that you'd like to submit to the podcast, you may do so by calling the Google Voice number 321-804-APWH or simply email mrjeffrion@gmail.com. The late 18th and early 19th century marked the beginning of an age of revolution. Throughout the Atlantic world, revolutions challenged the previously existing social and political order of areas including colonial North America, France, Central and South America, along with the Caribbean. The ideas of these revolutions were derived from the ideals of the Enlightenment. The main revolutionary ideas were those of popular sovereignty along with freedom and equality. The idea of popular sovereignty challenged the divine right of kings to rule, and instead gave sovereignty to the people. John Locke's theory of government supports this idea by stating that authority comes from the consent of the governed. The Enlightenment theories of John Locke would later influence the American Declaration of Independence. Freedom and equality were important values of both the Enlightenment thinkers and the revolutions we are discussing today. These Enlightenment ideals influenced the demand for freedom of worship, the freedom of expression, along with demands for legal and political equality. Despite the fact that the ideas of equality were not extended to include women, slaves, laborers, or people of color, during the time, the Enlightenment ideals still held a significant global influence. One of the first revolutionary global influences of the Enlightenment is seen in the American Revolution. The tensions between Great Britain and America began after the Seven Years' War, also known as the French and Indian War. After the Seven Years' War, the British had a large war debt and in turn imposed taxes on the American colonists. These taxes were imposed by the British Parliament, in which the North American colonists had absolutely no representation. The colonists, in retaliation, staged boycotts on British goods and attacks on British officials. The lack of representation for the colonists in Parliament led to the creation of the First Continental Congress. However, the American Revolution did not truly begin until the encounter at Lexington and Concord in 1775, where the first shots of the Revolution would be fired. After the battles of Lexington and Concord, the Second Continental Congress was established. The Second Continental Congress approved a conciliatory appeal to the king, known as the Olive Branch Petition. However, it was rejected by the king. The colonists adapted a need for independence. The colonists drafted and signed the Declaration of Independence by July 4, 1776. And the Declaration of Independence, which was inspired by Enlightenment thinkers like John Locke and their theory of government, severed ties between the 13 colonies and Great Britain. By this time, the revolution had already begun, providing both advantages and disadvantages to each side. The British held the advantage of a strong government, navy, and army. Meanwhile, the colonists had better knowledge of the lands, perhaps a stronger purpose for fighting, and strong European allies, including France. The American Revolution finally ended with the surrender of British forces at Yorktown. On September 3, 1783, the Treaty of Paris was signed, and the United States gained recognition as a sovereign nation. The colonies began to build their independent state at the Constitutional Convention in 1789, and later on, through amendments to that Constitution, granted freedom of speech, press, and religion, as well as legal and political rights to men of property. Similar to the American Revolution, the French Revolution was inspired by the Enlightenment ideals. Prior to the French Revolution, King Louis XVI summoned the Estates General in order to raise taxes to decrease the national debt. This debt was incurred by helping out the American colonists in the American Revolution. The Estates General was founded in 1303, however, it had not met since 1614. It was composed of three estates. The first estate included members of the Roman Catholic clergy. The second estate was comprised of nobles. And the third estate was basically everyone else, including the serfs, free peasants, and urban residents. Each of these estates would receive only one vote. During the Estates General, the Third Estate placed demands for political and social reforms. However, their demands were blocked at every turn by the other two estates. Due to this, on June 17, 1789, the Third Estate broke away and formed a new government, the National Assembly. They established demands for popular sovereignty. an Enlightenment ideal, along with a written constitution. Shortly after this, a mob comprised mostly of members of the Third Estate would seize the Bastille. The storming of the Bastille marked the beginning of the French Revolution. On August of 1789, the National Assembly wrote the Declaration of the Rights of Man and the Citizen. This document was influenced by the American Declaration of Independence, thus it was very similar in its nature. Much like the Declaration of Independence, the Declaration of the Rights of Man and the Citizen states that sovereignty resided in the people, an idea that, again, was influenced by the Enlightenment. It also included individual rights and the equality of men. However, this equality was not extended towards women. In response to the lack of equality for women, Olympe de Gouges wrote the Declaration of the Rights of Women and the Female Citizen. However, her attempts to address this topic were unsuccessful. Liberty, equality, and fraternity became the slogan of the National Assembly. The National Assembly abolished the feudal system in France and redefined the role of the church. The clergy members were now considered civilians, and by 1791, France had become a constitutional monarchy. Despite the changes that they brought to France, the National Assembly was replaced by the National Convention in 1791. The convention redefines France once again, proclaiming it a republic rather than a monarchy. In 1793, the convention brought about the execution of King Louis XVI, along with his wife Marie Antoinette, who were both found guilty of treason. This was during the reign of the Jacobin Party, the Reign of Terror, led by Maximilien Robespierre, that came to dominate the convention between 1793 and 1794. The Reign of Terror brought about radical changes to revolutionary France. Under the leadership of Robespierre, churches were closed and priests were forced to marry. He promoted a cult of reason to be a secular alternative to Christianity. Robespierre's Reign of Terror was brought to an end in 1794, when he was arrested and executed by the Directory, the revolutionary enemies of the Jacobin Party. The Directory established a new constitution and brought men of property to power. However, they were unable to solve the financial and military problems within France. As a result, the Directory was overthrown in 1799 by Napoleon Bonaparte, a brilliant military leader. Napoleon was born into a Corsican noble family. By the age of 24, he had become a general in the Royal Army. Following the overthrowing of the Directory, Napoleon established a new government called the Consulate and crowned himself emperor. This marked the beginning of Napoleonic France. Under his reign, Napoleon established a peace between France and the Roman Catholic Church by establishing an agreement in which France would retain church lands but pay salaries to clergy members. The agreement also extended religious freedom to the Protestants and Jews. In 1804, Napoleon created the Napoleonic Code, which instituted patriarchal authority and political, along with legal equality, for all adult men. The Napoleonic Code would become a model for many other civil codes. However, despite the new religious freedom and equality for adult men, Napoleon's reign also brought about restrictions to other individual rights. Napoleon established a tight control on the newspapers and instituted the use of secret police, thus establishing limitations on freedom of the press and freedom of speech. Napoleon's empire grew to conquer the Iberian Peninsula, along with the Netherlands. He defeated Prussia and Austria and fought the British. However, he faced defeat when he attempted to invade Russia in 1812. Following the defeat of the Grand Army in Russia, Napoleon was forced to abdicate his throne by the British, Prussian, Austrian, and Russian armies. Napoleon was exiled to the island of Elba, but he escaped after 100 days, returned to France, and resumed his reign. However, he was defeated once more, this time at Waterloo, by the British. Napoleon was exiled once more and taken to St. Helena. He died there in 1821. Despite Napoleon's death and the success of the American Revolution, the influence of revolutions had not yet ended. The Enlightenment ideals, accompanied by the influence of the previous revolutions, influenced the Haitian Revolution. This revolution took place on the island of Hispaniola and became the first successful slave revolt. Saint Domingue, the wealthy West French colony on Hispaniola, was dominated by a white planter class. However, 90% of the population was comprised of slaves. The remaining population was comprised of white French settlers, the gens de couleur, the free colored people, including those of mixed race, and freed slaves. The influence of the revolutions was brought by the freed blacks who had fought in the American Revolution. This influence, accompanied by the brutal treatment of slaves, led to a widespread discontent throughout the colony. The white settlers sought self-rule. The gens de couleur strive for equality and political rights, while the slaves wanted freedom. In 1791, a civil war began, and a slave revolt was launched under Boukman, a voodoo priest. French, British, and Spanish forces attempted to intervene, but the revolt prevailed. Under the command of François Domingue Toussaint, later renamed Louverture, a name meaning the opening, an army of 20,000 was created. Louverture was a descendant of slaves who came to power and ultimately would control Saint-Domingue. He created a constitution in 1801, but was later arrested by Napoleon's forces when France returned. After being ravaged by yellow fever, the French troops were defeated and driven out. Haiti declared its independence. The influence of the Enlightenment and the revolutions did not end in Haiti. Latin America was also exposed to these influences. Latin American society was a rigid hierarchy comprised of peninsulares, who were colonial officials from the Iberian Peninsula, Creoles, who were those born in the Americas of Spanish or Portuguese descent slaves, people of mixed race, and the indigenous people. The Creoles wanted to displace the Peninsulares while still retaining their position. The quest for independence in Latin America involved various independence movements throughout the region. The quest for independence in Mexico was brought about by the weakening of the Spanish hold on its colonies after being invaded by Napoleon. A peasant revolt in Mexico was led by a priest named Miguel Hidalgo. The priest was executed by the conservative Creoles, but the revolt continued. Independence was declared in Mexico in 1821 by Agustin de Iturbide, a Creole general. He declared himself emperor, and Mexico experienced a brief period of a military dictatorship. The Creole general was disposed of, and a republic was later established. This independence movement leads not only to the independence of Mexico, but also the creation of new nations, including El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica. The independence movements in Latin America continue with the revolutions in South America. Simón Bolívar, a native of Venezuela who is inspired by the Enlightenment and triumph of George Washington, led an independence movement in South America. By rebelling against Spanish rule and forming alliances with Creole leaders, Bolívar ended Spanish rule in South America. Inspired by the United States, Bolívar hoped to establish a similar federation, which he would call Gran Colombia. He brought Venezuela, Colombia, and Ecuador together to form Gran Colombia. However, the political differences among these nations would cause this experiment to fail and disintegrate. Further independence within South America occurred in Brazil. After Napoleon's invasions, the Portuguese royal court had fled to Brazil, but the king eventually had to return to Portugal, and he left his son Pedro in Brazil as a regent. After negotiations with the Creoles, Pedro declared himself the emperor of Brazil, and Brazil became an independent state. Despite all the independence movements in Latin America, little social change occurred, and the only beneficiaries of the newfound independence were the Creoles. The Age of Revolution not only brought about independence in various areas of the world, but also brought the emergence of various ideologies, including conservatism and liberalism. Conservatism was a resistance to change. Those who followed the ideology of conservatism believed in the importance of continuity and tradition. Edmund Burke added to the idea of conservatism by comparing society to an organism that would evolve slowly over time. In relation to conservatism, liberalism was basically the complete opposite. The ideology of liberalism welcomed change and progress and sought freedom and equality. John Stuart Mill became an important figure in this ideology as a champion of individual freedom and rights for minorities. As change became more welcome, people began challenging the boundaries of the established social system and began striving for greater equality. Following the successful slave revolt in Haiti and the revolutions in France and America, a campaign to end slavery began to gain momentum. This campaign led to Parliament in Britain outlawing the slave trade in 1807. However, the abolition of slavery was a more difficult task due to property rights. Although abolition of slavery was regarded as a difficult task to accomplish, it came alongside independence after the revolutions in Haiti and South America. In Europe and North America, the campaign to outlaw the slave trade began to focus on the abolition of slavery. The abolition of slavery finally came to Britain in 1833, France in 1848, and the United States in 1865. Brazil did not abolish slavery until 1888. The topic of women's rights also came to challenge the limits of social structure and revolutionary ideals. Enlightenment ideals called for equality. However, this equality did not extend towards women. Despite this, women used the ideas of John Locke as the foundation for arguments favoring women's rights. Mary Estelle argued against the male dominance within a family and believed that women were born into slavery. Mary Wollstonecraft, who wrote A Vindication of the Rights of Women, argued that women possess the same natural rights as men. Despite the oppression they faced, women played an active role in the French Revolution. However, they held very few positions of authority. Following the French Revolution, women were granted rights to education and property. However, they were not granted suffrage, the right to vote. It was not until the 19th century that women's rights movements became prevalent in the United States and Europe, and not until the 20th century when women would be granted suffrage in most modern nations. The revolutions also gave rise to nations alongside nationalism in places like Germany and Italy. Nationalism expressed and strengthened common identities among groups of people and nations. Cultural nationalism emphasized the common identity and historical experiences among a group. Cultural nationalism used literature, folklore, and music as a form of expression of Volksgeist, the spirit of the people. Political nationalism also rose alongside cultural nationalism. Political nationalism was a movement for political independence of a nation from any other authority and demanded loyalty from members of the national group. Political nationalism sought to unify the lands. However, these nationalist ideas became distrustful of the minorities that already existed in the area. The Jewish communities in places like the German states faced violent attacks fueled by anti-Semitism. As a result of these attacks, Jewish nationalism arose in the form of Zionism. The Zionist movement, created by journalist Theodor Herzl, strove to create a refuge for the Jewish people in Palestine. In 1948, the Jewish State of Israel was established. Following the French Revolution and the defeat of Napoleon, the Congress of Vienna met to reestablish old order. Napoleon's empire was dismantled and a balance of power was reestablished. However, they failed to repress the revolutionary ideas and the growing nationalism. The inability to suppress nationalism led to nationalist rebellions in the Balkan Peninsula and throughout Europe. In the Balkan Peninsula, the Greeks achieved independence from the Ottomans. Other rebellions took place in Spain, France, Portugal, and Germany. These were all put down, though, by 1849. Nationalist sentiment led to the idea of the unification of states. Italy and Germany were fragmented states with regional kingdoms and city-states. In Italy, the unification occurred under Cavour and Garibaldi, after Mazzini's Young Italy inspired opposition to foreign rule. Cavour expelled Austrian authority in northern Italy while Garibaldi controlled southern Italy and returned it to King Vittorio Emanuele II, thus unifying Italy. Germany was unified under Otto von Bismarck. Nationalist rebellions were repressed and wars provoked by Bismarck raised German pride. By 1871, the German Empire was ruled by a Prussian king. Well, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to tune in next time. Until then, this has been Mr. Jeffrey on World History Podcast.